This is a sequence we've called up and go to get you onto your mat. So be in Tadasana. Weight your heels. Spread your toes. Spread them forward. Spread the undersole of the toe so you can feel the space in between the toes and then extension the toes off the feet. And then come back and weight your heels well. Your thighs all firm. Front pelvis to your chest. Back pelvis, tailbone holding. Outer arm cutting back. And as you take your outer arm back, see, you don't take your shoulders back. Don't take your shoulders back. Take your outer arm back. Pin the scapula against your back chest so you can get that outer arm coming back more. And then you'll feel your chest opening and spreading. Weight your heels again. And just gradually feel that quietness of the balance, that your head's not heavy. You're not leaning forward, but you could come right back. Weight your heels, come right back into your back body and spread your chest. Throat quiet. Release your jaw. It's like you're nearly in Shavasana. You're so quiet. Udvahastasana. Extend the arms up either side of the ears beyond your head. Weight your heels. And as you extend right, feel, spread your toes forward at the same time, extend right into your fingertips. Tailbone holding. Lengthening elbows. Elbows held firm, strong. Knees holding. And then bring your arms back down to the side. And just re-establish yourself in Tadasana. Your breath may have changed a little. And we've got to notice things like that. Udvahastasana. Uttanasana. Use support underneath your hands if you need to. And then bend your elbows wide, release your head. Feel the upper leg holding. Bring your hands on the floor underneath your shoulders. Look forward, so re-establish your feet. Maybe slightly take your feet apart. And then get that back of that upper leg lifting more. Right at the very top of the upper leg. See if you can get a bit more space. So the buttocks lift, the buttock bones lift. And now bend your elbows and release your head. Spread the back of the knees. And see that the front of your thighs are holding. Inhale, come up. And step back into Tadasana. It's good sometimes to come back into Tadasana after each pose, just to re-establish your base, bring your quietness. You're going to do Adho Mukha Svanasana. So place your hands on the floor, go back into Adho Mukha Svanasana. Release the back of your head. Let the back of the neck stay quiet. Spread your hands. Extend your fingers. Extend your toes. And now to get a little bit more height, a little bit more space. Lift your heels, but at the same time as you're lifting your heels, swing your chest to your legs. And just hold there for a moment. Just pause. Are you firming your thighs? Are you lifting your arms? Is your head released? And now ease your heels back. Ease your heels back. legs taking your heels back, upper legs taking your heels back. And then go back to Tadasana. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Step back. This time, bend your knees a little to get a little bit more access and lift in the hips, holding your back chest, lifting your arms, and then open up the back of the legs as you spread the back of your knees, spread the back of your thighs, take your heels back. And now bend your knees, come down, and do Adho Mukha Virasana. Release your head. Spread your hands, extend your fingers. So you're not weight-bearing on your arms, you're not weight-bearing on your joints. So see if you can find a little bit more length, a little bit more space through the elbows, the wrists, the fingertips, side ribs. Drawing your buttock bones back a little bit more to get a little bit more softness in your groin. Quiet there. Don't let your lower abdomen be heavy. Feel your waist lengthening, your floating ribs spreading, even in this pose. Because your front body's closer to the floor, don't let it be contracted. Lengthen it, spread it. Release the back of your head. And now, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Now you have more space. Your front body lengthens. Your back body holds. Back of the knees spreading. So you get the circulation going through the knees, your feet. Release your head. Quiet breath. And then walk your hands back, Uttanasana. Feel the difference in the back of your legs. In Uttanasana, your back of your legs, your back of your legs in Adho Mukha Svanasana. Spread your toes. And in your Uttanasana, the weight's more on the front part of your foot than the heel. Don't let it be on the heel. Don't let it be on the heel. Draw forward. Come right forward. Even if you have your hands on the floor to get that weight a little bit more forward onto the sole of your foot. And then you'll find the back of your legs will lift. They'll lift tall. The inner leg will lift. And that's really important to get this inner leg doing, thinking. And now bring your hands back. Take your index finger and tall finger underneath your toe for Padangustasana. Look forward, straighten your arms, and hold with those organs of action, the arms and the legs. Upper leg lifting and holding, inner leg lifting and holding, upper arm lifting, inner arm lifting. Let your chest spread. And as you bend your elbows wide, widen them out to the side, use your upper arm, spread your chest even now and lengthen your side ribs. Lengthen your side ribs. And as you lengthen your side ribs, throat quiet. And come back to Tadasana. Spread your toes, weight your heels. Uttita Trikonasana. Bring your hands across your chest. When you bend your knees, make sure your groin is soft as you jump your arms and legs wide. Step if you need to. Your Nirtita Hastabhadangasana. Arms extending. Upper arms sharp. Scapula pinning onto the back chest. Weighting your heels. So you feel that same quiet presence like in Tadasana. But your legs are wider. So feel your upper leg. Feel your inner leg. Weight your heel. Uttita Parshva Hastasana. Weight the back heel. And as you weight the back heel, feel the inner leg of the left leg holding tall. So you don't let your right pelvis drop. Inner upper leg holding back leg. Lift the right pelvis tall as you turn the whole of your right leg out and turn it out right from the very top, not just from your foot. Turn it from the top. And as you turn it right from the top, spread your toes, spread particularly, pin down the big toe, the root of the big toe, as you turn your leg. And then reestablish your back leg. Weight your heel. So your right left pelvis hasn't moved across to the right. Bend your right leg slightly and see if you can weight the left back heel, broaden the pelvis back to the left. So you keep the space in that lower abdomen and then work that frontal leg of the right as you straighten your leg up. Arms extending wide. Remember, it's lateral. Weight your back heel and extend out to the right. Keep going out to the right. Don't drop out to the right. Hold the back leg. Extend. And then when your right hand comes towards the the shin, extend your left arm up. See, you're not leaning with your right hand on that shin. Take the back of your hand, the palm of the hand, onto the through the back of the calf and extend your fingertips towards the floor. So your arms are spreading wide. Fingertips to the right to the floor, fingertips to the left to the ceiling. Lift your waist and then turn. See if you can broaden that pelvis from right to left. Back ribs sharp. Inhale, come up. Bring your feet forward. And now, like in the right side, weight your right heel now. Spread your toes. It's like Tadasana. Firm like Tadasana, that back leg. And turn the whole of your left leg. Come on, turn it. Right from the source. Right from the hip. Right from the top of the leg. You're turning. You're turning bones. You're using your muscles, you're using your flesh, your skin to turn the bones. Let the joints open. Space. Extend your arms. Uttita Trikonasana, left side. And as you extend out to the left, get your base, back heel, right leg, spread your toes to the front foot. Extend your left fingertips towards the floor, right fingertips up towards the ceiling. And then just get as much space and broadness in that lower pelvis. Use your back leg to get it. Lift your chest. Inhale, come up. Bring your feet forward and come back into Tadasana. You might see each asana that you're doing, your breath changes. So you're moving the energy. You're moving the energy of your body. Urdhvahastasana. Utkatasana. Three joints bend. Ankles, knees, hips. And as you do that, don't let your arms get heavy. The more you bend your knees and weight your heels, extend your arms. Like Urdhvahastasana arms. Spread your toes. Extend your legs and bring your arms back to the side. One more time. Urdhva Hastasana. Utkatasana. Big movement in your arms, quieten in your groin, knees, weight your heels. Tailbone, is it holding? Is it lengthening? Is your front waist lifting? So like Tadasana, don't let your pelvis drop into your legs. Lift them away, lift it away from your legs so your chest lifts. Tadasana. Urdhva Hastasana. Utkatasana. Tadasana. Virabhadrasana 2. Hands across the chest. Jump your arms and legs wide. So you'll be in Uttita Hasta Padasana. Re-establish your base, your feet, your legs. Lift your chest. Parshvahasta Padasana, as you turn the whole of your right leg out. Weight your heel back leg. Spread your arms out to the side so you allow your side ribs to stay tall. And feel right side, left side. Right lateral ribs, left lateral ribs. Are they even? If the right side's dipping a little, then maybe your right hip has dropped. So see if you can bring the right hip up towards your chest more so it doesn't drop heavily down towards the floor or down towards your legs. You can feel the movement of your hips when you do that. Now, like in Utkatasana, three joints bend. Except this time the inner leg lengthens to the knee because you're outward rotating the leg. Virabhadrasana 2, inner groin to the knee. Weight your heel. If the weight doesn't stay on your heel and goes to your toe, then you're probably overriding your shin. So adjust that. Shin perpendicular. Both heels weighted. And with that base holding, see if you can broaden your pelvis from left to right. Then your waist will turn. Then your chest. Extend your left arm. Are your scapula holding? Are they nailed in? Is your chest lifting? Use that connection to the earth, to your feet, to come up. So weight both heels, particularly the front leg, as you come up and straighten your leg. Bring your feet forward and go to the left side. So prepare to go to the left side. Virabhadrasana 2, left side. Back inner leg of the right. Is it holding up or is it? Don't let it drop down. Don't let the back leg be heavy and drop. You've got to make sure that both heels are weighted so you feel the firmness of your buttock, the lift through your front pelvis. You've got to get the energy. Don't let the, remember you've got, it's just not about bones and muscle. It's about organs. So let those inner organs of the pelvis, give them space. Spread your chest. Inhale, come up. Bring your feet forward. Turn to the right again, one more time. Virabhadrasana 2. Weight your heels. Spread your arms as you begin to release your legs. That will hold the lightness in your chest. And straighten your legs. Bring your feet forward. Turn to the left. Bend Bend your knee, Virabhadrasana 2. Is the inner groin lengthening? Are your outer buttocks holding? Are your side ribs lifting? Inhale, come up. And bring your hands and feet together. Back into Tadasana. If you do Adho Mukha Vrikshasana handstand, find a bit of wall space and go up. If you're not doing Adho Mukha Vrikshasana, do Hafuttanasana, hands onto the wall. Or some of you might know the preparation where you place your hands on the floor and walk your feet up. No matter what you're doing, use your arms, use your legs, organs of action. And come up. We're going to do Dandasana. So back on the floor. Extend your inner heel. Use support underneath your buttocks if you need to. If you're finding you're a little bit heavy in your chest, the legs roll in. So you're rolling your upper leg in, back of the leg out. Extend your inner heel. Bring your arms out to the down on the floor. Lift your chest. Still, even though you're not standing on your legs and arms, organs of action. So like in Tadasana, extend your inner heel. Firm your thighs, spread the back of the knees, and arms, outer arm cutting back. Pin the scapula. Spread your chest. Dandasana. Pashva Dandasana. Take your right hand behind, take the left hand on the outside of your right thigh. And just cup your hand around your outer thigh and then use that to make the outer arm sharper so you can allow the side left side ribs to lift and then turn quietly. Turn left to right with your waist, pause there, go back to your legs, extend that inner right heel. The right heel wants to shorten. You've got to extend that right heel and hold the outside of your left thigh back to the upper left hip. Upper left thigh, not upper left hip. Lift your chest and then hold your back ribs and turn. Use your right arm to turn that right chest a bit more. And be tall. As with everything, twist needs space. So you've got to keep the space happening. Side ribs will give space and help that spine to stay tall. Come back to the center. And now turn to the left. And as you turn, don't overturn your head too quickly. Go back. Go back to the lower abdomen. Go back to the waist. Extend that inner left heel. Hold the outer head of that right thigh firm, right at the top where it connects to your outer buttock. Inhale, exhale, and two. And then inhale, exhale, hold the back ribs. Turn your waist, turn your chest. Back into Dandasana. Marichyasana 3, twist. Bring your right heel towards your buttock. Spread your toes. Remember your toes. Spread them. You've got to watch they don't grip. Extend the inner left heel. weight the heel of the right. Turn to the right. Firstly, hold the shin of the right as you turn, so you can get that height and that lift you just had in Dandasana. Extend your left arm up like in Urdhva Hastasana. Turn and then bend the elbow. And when you hook across the outside of your knee, don't turn. Pause and then use that left arm to get space and to lift through your waist, to lift through your side chest. And then turn that lower abdomen through the bent leg. And pause, watch you're not holding your breath. And inhale, exhale, and turn again. Pause. And then come back to the front. And then go to the left side. Turn to the left. And again, watch you're not sinking on the right side. And once the arm's hooked, and remember if it's challenging to hook across and you feel really squashed, hold the shin. Start from there or put a little bit more height underneath your buttock. Lift your waist and turn. Back ribs holding. Throat quiet. And come back to Dandasana. And then lay on the floor onto your back. Bring your heels to your buttock. Extend your arms down by the side of your trunk. You can curl your fingers around the edges of the mat. And then come to Setu Bandhavangasana. Lift your buttocks, lift your hips. Lift your buttocks, lift your hips. Weight your heels. The legs are rolling in like Tadasana. The weight is on the heels like Tadasana. The toes are spreading like Tadasana. And so is your chest lifting and spreading like in Tadasana. And then come down. One more time. Setu Bandhavangasana. Let your eyes stay quiet looking at your chest. Hold your breath. And then come back down. And now prepare for your Shavasana. You can be flat on the floor, but make sure you have adequate support underneath your head and particularly underneath your neck so you keep that quietness in your throat. Let your arms spread, let your chest spread, keep your throat quiet. And just let your body settle. You've aligned your arms and your legs, your muscles quietened, they've done their work. Just gradually allow yourself to watch the rise and the fall of the inhalation, the exhalation. And so now your Shavasana is yours. Be quiet there. Namaste.